Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Is your child exposed to secondhand and even, what is it, third-hand smoke? Is your house a complete smoke-free environment? How about if you go to an in-laws or a relative's? And if that's the case, if it's not, how do you deal with that? My guest is Dr. Sophie Balk. She's an attending pediatrician at Children's Hospital in Montefiore and professor of clinical pediatrics at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. So Dr. Balk, first talk about secondhand smoke. We've been hearing about it for years. But now what's kind of new is that pediatricians are actually inquiring about the smoking situation in houses.
Right. Well, secondhand smoke exposure is a really important issue for pediatricians. And we know that about more than 50% of kids are exposed to secondhand smoke, mostly from home smoking, from parent and other relative smoking. And it's, as we all know, it's not good for kids. It results in a more incidence of asthma, more ear infections. Kids who don't have asthma are more likely to develop asthma. And another thing that people may not know is your newborn exposed to secondhand smoke is more likely to have crib death. So it's a really big issue for kids, and it's a really big issue for pediatricians. And we think that we're encouraging pediatricians to ask about secondhand smoke exposure at most visits.
Now, Dr. Balk, can you pull away from your phone just a little bit, please?
Yes, okay. Is that better?
Yes, that's so much better. Thank you. So if our pediatricians are going to ask, I know some people that smoke that might be offended if their pediatricians ask these kinds of questions. How would you deal with that?
Well, actually, studies have shown that most parents think it's, you know, part of our job as pediatricians to ask them about secondhand smoke. And in my clinical experience, like the vast majority of parents are actually happy to talk about it. Most people who smoke do want to quit, and most have made a quit attempt. It's just really, it's a really hard thing to do, but with the right encouragement and the right help and the right resources, people can quit smoking.
Now, so what, you know, we hear about secondhand smoke being in the same room, the same car, the same
right.
area. Now, what this concept of third-hand smoke, what is that?
Well, first of all, just secondhand smoke is the smoke that comes from the end of a smoldering cigarette and also the smoke that's inhaled by the smoker. So we've known about secondhand smoke for a long time. The new idea of third-hand smoke is that the smoke, after the smoker has left the room, the smoke can cling to surfaces. It can cling to your furniture. It can cling to your clothing. It can cling to your hair. And the particles and the gases can come off the furniture and the other surfaces, even after the smoker has left the room. And, you know, I can tell when I'm in the room with a smoker, even though the person's not smoking in the room, because it's really irritating. You can really smell that. That third-hand smoke.
You absolutely can, and I know that as well. So if pediatricians are going to give advice about smoking cessation and medications, that means they're counseling the adults, not as much the children. And so what are they going to be telling them about?
Well, first of all, it's a great opportunity for us. Many of the parents I see are young, and they don't have health problems yet. Even though if they are smoking, they don't have the health problems yet. So they may not have the opportunity to go to a doctor. They may not have health insurance. Sometimes they don't visit their own doctor. So I see their child very often, especially if the child's an infant or a toddler. And it's a great opportunity for me to give some counseling. And the first thing I do is I ask if they're current smokers, if they smoked a cigarette, you know, in the past month, and where they're smoking that cigarette. If they're smoking it in the house, that's really something they need to avoid. And they need to take that smoking outside. The first thing that I would do, though, is to just advise them to quit. Just tell them the best thing they can do for their health and their child's health is for them to quit smoking.
Well, and children nowadays get so much of this also in school that if a child has a parent that smokes, they're going to be, you know, as big a nag as maybe the spouse that, you know, is trying to get her spouse to quit.
That's absolutely right. And I see a lot of kids, school-age kids, when you ask about if anyone in the household smokes, they will tell me that they try to get their parents to quit because they know it's bad for the parents. Even if a parent can't quit right now, it's really important for them to talk to their child about not smoking. We as pediatricians start early talking to the child about not smoking, too. The American Academy of Pediatrics advises us to start talking to kids directly as young as 5 years of age. And it's really important for the parents to deliver that message also.
Well, it is, and even parents that might be smokers have to work on a way so that their children do not, because isn't it true that children of smokers tend to be smokers?
Yes, they're more likely to be smokers, and a couple of the reasons are that they may see their parents as role models, so if the parent smokes, they may think that's a good thing to do, and also there's easy access. If you're a parent and you have a pack of cigarettes laying around in your nightstand, and you go out of the house and your young teenager is, home alone, he or she may, have the opportunity, easy opportunity, to pick up that cigarette and try it.
Well, I would think that absolutely it's, easy access. So
right.
Secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke, and you think people still are smoking, and, we've done a show on this before, but in cars with their kids, isn't the awareness out there enough, Dr. Balk, or are you still seeing parents that just don't get it?
There are some parents that are still smoking. Nicotine is very it's a very addictive substance. It's not easy to quit. Parents are addicted to nicotine. Smokers are addicted to nicotine. So they may smoke in the home. They may think that smoking in another room is acceptable when it really isn't because the smoke travels throughout the house. They may think that smoking in the car is okay if they leave the window open, but it really isn't. So some people still are smoking. The good news is that most adults aren't smoking. Only 19% of the of the adult population is still smoking cigarettes. But that's the bad news too.
Well, sure, I'm sure that it is. So mostly you want parents to understand the effects of secondhand smoke and even thirdhand, where you can smell it when someone comes in. Maybe you're at a place where it's only allowed to smoke outside and somebody comes in from there. You can smell it as they walk right by you. You can absolutely tell. So if you just stay back from your phone and for the last 1 minute, give us your best advice for secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke, pediatricians discussing it with their patients' parents and with children and keeping them safe?
Well, the things I'd like to emphasize are that there's really no safe way to use tobacco, that there's no safe level of exposure to secondhand smoke, that if parents smoke, they really ought to quit. There's help available. We can counsel them in the office. There are medications they can use that are very effective. Some of them are over-the-counter. And we think that pediatricians have a big role in raising this issue with parents and their kids. We don't want kids to ever start smoking. And we have to, give consistent advice at most of our visits for parents who smoke.
Consistent advice, and don't be surprised if your pediatrician is asking at every visit with your child whether or not there's someone in the house that smokes. And remember to keep your home, your car, and all of your areas smoke-free. If you do have to go to someone's house that smokes, make sure that they understand you don't want it around your children. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD, and it is about keeping our children healthy. Stay well.